What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Got another one for you. This one deals with responsibility.
Fully understand women. You have to know women want to support you. They want to follow you. They want to look up to you. They want to rely on you. They want to lean on you. Be the strong person they need you to be. How do you do that? By taking responsibility. A husband cannot say, I did my part, the rest is your problem, you take care of it. The husband takes responsibility for everything, even things that are not his fault. And we know that. You are told you're responsible even though it's not your fault. But that's correct. You're the man of the house. Be the man of the house.
Now, I hear a lot of you fucking gonna recoil on this one. Because we're measuring this man's words with today's standards of women. I understand that. How often have we gone through and seen, you know, men talk about taking responsibility and all this other stuff, but then take no responsibility? It's like we take responsibility only when it suits us, which is correct. You know, we tend to take responsibility for our falsities and our actions, but you know, when somebody in our family does something wrong, or you know, when our ex does something wrong, we tend to not take, you know, their actions as our own. And so we hold them, you know, like the responsibility and the onus is on them to correct the situation. You know, when my grandmother would step out of line, my grandfather would like step in and correct her. I remember when she was like yelling at me one time, my grandfather, he just kindly told her like, hey, it's not the way you talk to him. So he took me outside, and then that's when we played catch. It was more like fetch, but... yeah. Sorry. Fond memory. So in any case, it brings me back inside, and my grandmother's like, I'm sorry. She made me a flour tortilla with butter in it, which is like my favorite fucking snack. And because of that, I was able to, sorry, just tired. Because of those fond memories and those fond moments, I was able to take a lot from that experience. But my grandfather always took his kids' actions under his own. Whenever my uncles would get a ticket, he would lose his fucking mind because he's like, I didn't raise you like that. You gotta pay that off as quickly and as soon as possible. Don't give him a reason to start coming sniffing after you. I remember this one time, my uncle... I remember this one time my uncle, he told me, yeah, your granddad, one day he drove my car, my Oldsmobile, and he found a bunch of parking tickets in the glove box, and there was only like maybe 7 of them, and my dad lost his mind. Where did you get these parking tickets from? I told you, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to pay these off. Some of these have been expired from last year. So his dad went down to the police station, turned in all the tickets, and he paid the fines, right? Which was like somewhere close to like, I don't know, it was like $400 at the time, which is a lot. It's a lot. And my grandfather said, if you're going to be this irresponsible with the car, I'm not going to pay for it. And That's just who my grandfather was. He took accountability and responsibility for shit that wasn't his, because that was his family. And he understood that the actions of his family represent him, and they reflect on him. That's why. So I understand that a lot of us right now are out there thinking to ourselves, well, they fucking left me. My kids were rebellious. You know, my wife didn't fucking teach them. My wife didn't this. My wife didn't that. And it goes back to taking accountability, man. You picked her. You had kids with her. And I know it's a fucking bitter ass pill to swallow. And it sucks. Because I'm on your side on this one. Nobody fucking taught me how to pick my wife. Nobody taught me how to pick my girl. Nobody taught me how to, you know, how to vet these women. Especially with how fucking, you know, if it wasn't for the MGTOW community and the internet, I never would have known these secrets. How many of these chicks fucking brag on these fucking dating sites or these dating shows that they fucking lie to guys? You know, they have to put on an act. And this is why I don't pay for fucking first dates. I take them out on a walk, or I get to know them, you know, taking them to a record store or to a show. But I do not pay for their fucking dinner. Because I want to make sure that after the dinner, you're stuck with me. And I want to figure out who the fuck you are before I take you out on another one. As soon as the movie's over, as soon as the dinner date's over, they want to fucking call it off and go home. And if you eliminate that away from them, if you have them just sit and be a fucking, like a person, you know, they can't run and hide from that. Sorry, having a fucking really bad flashback. I fucking hate these flashbacks. Any case, no one taught me how to vet these people. No one taught me how to deal with these people. And now they make it, they brag about fucking being degenerates. There's literally a fucking a porn star who's like, it's so empowering to use sex as an instrument of power. Do you know who she sounds like? She sounds like a fucking dictator. Like a totalitarian. Only fucking tyrants fucking love power. This is the very same woman who just a moment ago says, I don't want to be objectified by my beauty. You're using your beauty to fucking gain power over men. Fucking retard. The same woman who says it's hard out here to make a living says, oh yeah, you can totally do OnlyFans. You can totally do OnlyFans and make like a huge killing doing this. Let's say that I did put out content out there. It would only take a fraction of a second for somebody to do enough research on my tattoos to know exactly who I am, where I live, and all that other shit. Not that I give a fuck. But back in the day, employers used to, I mean, they still do. They go online and they try to figure out who you are before they fucking hire you. They go out and they fucking do this. That's why I give out a fake fucking name every goddamn time. Because I just don't trust women. I give them my fucking nickname and that's it. Which is Nicholas. For those of you who don't know. I don't play that fucking stupid bullshit. Any case, this video was about responsibility. Taking responsibility for your home. Those actions might not have been yours, but they were in your home. They are of your blood, they are of your descendants, and that is the person you pick to have a family with. You, let's say it's your girlfriend. Same shit. Any case, guard your heart.